You should be standing behind the statue of Alfred E. Smith. From here, you can see the tall residential buildings built in 1952, and to your left, the Jacob Riss School and Alfred E. Smith Recreation Center, built in 1966. Like Al Smith, Jacob Riss was a tireless advocate for the poor. I'll say more about him later on this tour. Now turn right and proceed on the pathway to the north, away from the school and the recreation center, towards the intersection with Madison Street. As you move along, I will talk about this public housing complex. The Governor Alfred E. Smith houses were built by the New York City Housing Authority in 1952. Designed by Eggers and Higgins, these are typical of New York's public housing of the 1940s and 1950s. Dull warehouses for people, expensive for the taxpayer, cheap for the poor, and well maintained by the Housing Authority. What the buildings lack in charm and livability, the open public spaces help to make up in outdoor amenities. In contrast, the typical luxury building in Midtown Manhattan or Lower Manhattan is surrounded on all sides by concrete jungle. Judging from the faces of the residents strolling or playing in the grounds, nobody here seems to feel particularly disadvantaged living in this public housing. In fact, there's a huge pent-up demand for public housing in the city, especially in such a desirable neighborhood, with waiting lists stretching for many years out. Prospective residents must qualify for public housing based on an income threshold, but qualifying by no means guarantees getting into a public housing complex. You have to hope a unit opens up and then get lucky in the lottery. When you reach Madison Street, cross over to the other side to our next stop, the two-block-long Oliver Street.